This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dell Faisenfeld III, that's a great German name, Faisenfeld, is an author and editor of a magazine article. He tells a powerful story that I just read recently about a near-fatal encounter his whole family had. His wife, 4 children, were in their car on the freeway, driving down the freeway, and a truck passed them that was carrying those canoes you see at a canoe livery. You ever seen those trucks with all the canoes loaded up? And one of the canoes on the freeway comes off the truck, and he said it was like a missile headed straight for their windshield through the air. He didn't have time to think. He barely had time to react, but Dell Faisenfeld said he just pulled the car to the right, and the canoe hit the driver's side mirror and sheared it off, but missed the windshield. They ended up in a cornfield off the side of the freeway. And Dell Faisenfeld said something very interesting. When the car came to a stop, he said, "I never felt more alive in my life. Just that split second awareness, I'm still alive. And my wife's alive, and the 4 kids in the back seats are still alive." And he said, "I never felt more grateful, I never felt more appreciative, and I never felt more alive than at that moment." Do you know when the body of Christ, the church, is more alive than any other time? When the body of Christ works together in unity. And when you work in unity and I work in unity together, and we're serving the head of the body called Christ, that person we call Jesus, and it's all about Him, it's not about us, because it was He who gave the gifts out in the beginning. It was He who gifted us in the first place, who gave us His grace and His mercy. Joe Stoll said when he was a boy, often he would hear his dad say, "Joe, be a man. Be a man." Maybe he's right that the Lord is looking at every church in the United States today in particular and say, "Church, be the church. Be humble. Be gentle and meek. Be patient with one another, bearing with one another in love. And be united on purpose, realizing that the purpose is not just so that everyone will like us and we'll just be a friendly place to be. That's not what it's about. It's so that we'll function as the body is made to function, in unity. In unity. We're not attacking one another. We're serving the head of the body. It's Christ. Would you decide today that unity is not going to be a back burner issue in your life, but it's going to be up to the front? I didn't share this in the other 2 services. Sometimes people ask ministers questions. I think they do it purposely to trip you up. I'm not being paranoid here, but have you ever been asked a question where no matter how you answered it, you were wrong? Maybe your husband did that to you yesterday, or your wife. But somebody asked me a question years ago that I knew that I was dead no matter how I answered the question. They said, "Randy, what's more important? Doctrinal correctness or unity?" And I remember thinking, now if I say unity, he's going to say, "Well, you don't care about doctrine." And if I say doctrinal correctness, you don't care about unity. And here's my answer to him. I said, "I don't know. But I will tell you this. If a church isn't united, it really doesn't matter what they believe. Because nobody listens to a church that's not unified. Nobody pays attention to a church that's not unified. Nobody cares about a church that's not unified. Unity is powerful because it brings people together, not just for a common cause, but for a common Lord. His name is Jesus."
Well, I hope this message spoke to you about functional unity in the body of Christ. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.